I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you 5 major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian stock markets fell by over 1% for the second consecutive day on Monday, weighed down by rising tensions in the Middle East and resulting negative investor sentiment. India is in for some good news, especially for our farmers. After a tough year with less than ideal rain and the ongoing scorching summer, it looks like India is on track for a better than average monsoon season this year. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, anticipates that the fading El Nino, a weather phenomenon, will transition to neutral by June and possibly to La Nina conditions by late summer, promising higher rainfall. This could bump up our monsoon rainfall to 106% of the long-term average of 87 centimeters, which is about normal. This forecast is a relief considering the dry spell last year linked to El Nino, which reduced rainfall by 6% and nudged up inflation. Historically, when La Nina follows El Nino, India tends to see more rain. However, this could also result in uneven distribution of rainfall, meaning floods in some places. Mint's Pooja Das and Arshdeep Kaur report on the latest IMD forecasts. Tata Electronics has sealed a deal with Elon Musk's EV manufacturer Tesla to produce crucial components for the car company. This partnership marks a significant boost for Tata in the electronics manufacturing space. The Tata Group company is also gearing up to set up a new facility dedicated to crafting essential parts like printed circuit board assemblies for Tesla vehicles. Interestingly, Tesla decided to go with Tata Electronics over its usual global partners like Foxconn and Jabil Inc. This choice seems to hinge on a couple of key factors: Tata's aggressive expansion in semiconductor fabrication and its strong stance in securing government incentives in India. This strategy is a win for Tesla too, as it aligns with Indian policies that lower import duties for EV makers, ramping up local production. These policies require that EVs achieve 50% local sourcing within 5 years to enjoy these benefits. Mint's Autos correspondent Alicia Sachdev reports on a development crucial for India's EV and manufacturing landscape. Once more, the most valued Indian startup, Byju's, is going through its most turbulent phase yet. Now another exit has shook the edtech company. Arjun Mohan stepped down as CEO of Byju's India after just 7 months, handing the reins back to the company's founder, Byju Ravindran. Initially brought in to cut costs and reorganize operations, Mohan leaves behind a business that's noticeably scaled back. It's been a rough patch for Byju's, especially during the January-March quarter, which usually sees the bulk of its sales. However, this period turned out to be one of its worst. Company insiders told Mint's startup correspondents Priyamvada C and Sneha Shah. Debt has been a major issue. Reports suggest that Byju's debt has climbed more than $200 million in India and another $200 to $250 million in the US. The company is also supposed to pay $40 million quarterly to bondholders, a commitment that has sparked a legal battle as Byju's disputes these claims. However, an executive close to Ravindran told Priyamvada and Sneha that the debts are much lower and that the recent fundraising efforts should cover most of what they owe. The geopolitical situation in West Asia is volatile again. After Iran's drone attack on Israel, the region is on a brink of a war. And when West Asia, a part of the Middle East, sneezes, economies around the world become prone to catching a cold. That is because of the fossil fuel reserves the area sits on. Rising tensions in the region could spell trouble for the Indian economy, with analysts warning that geopolitical uncertainties might drive up energy and commodity prices. This could fuel inflation and increase the government spending on fertilizer subsidies, which could force the government to rethink some of its budget plans after the elections. In the budget laid out in February, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman planned for a 13% cut in fertilizer subsidies and a 5% increase in excise duty collections from the petroleum sector. But with oil prices creeping up towards $90 a barrel and possibly hitting the $100 mark soon, those numbers might need a second look. Higher oil price means India's import bill could balloon, given that it imports about 85% of its energy needs. Mint senior editor Girish Chandra Prasad and Rituraj Barua explores the consequences of the ongoing conflict in West Asia for the Indian economy and for the government's promises in the interim budget. In the early 1960s, India was in search of its national bird. Renowned ornithologist, the late Salim Ali, championed the great Indian bustard, a towering bird reminiscent of an ostrich, commonly found in the arid regions of Rajasthan and Gujarat. However, due to the concerns about potential misspellings of its name, the government ultimately chose the peacock as the national bird in 1963. Fast forward nearly six decades, the great Indian bustard is now facing extinction, primarily due to the expansion of India's renewable energy sector. The bird's natural desert habitat overlaps significantly with areas being used for wind and solar energy projects, energy sources that are pivotal in India's effort to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels. In the past decade, the desert has been crisscrossed with countless kilometers of high and low tension overhead wires needed to transmit power from renewable sources. Unfortunately, these wires have become death traps for the bustard and other avian species, leading to numerous collisions. Mint Sumant Banerjee writes about the dwindling numbers of the bustards and also talks about the ongoing legal battle to save one of India's most iconic bird species in today's long story. Ironically, the future of these majestic birds hangs in a delicate balance against the backdrop of India's push for a diversified energy future. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day ahead.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.